Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Are you ready to uncover the secret behind streamlined project execution and, watch this, enhance organizational efficiency? Look no further. Welcome back, family. This is your boy D. For all you smart and intelligent folks out here, listen, that just simply means it. I'm back with another one, family. Today's episode is entitled, What is Project Management Office? Again, what is a project management office, or what we call PMO? Let's get into 7 points. You know how I do, 7 and I'm out. First point, strategic alignment. One thing that the project management office does is it aligns all the organizational goals, strategies, and it acts as a catalyst to help, watch this, project managers deliver successful projects, as well as it creates the value that is required to make sure that, you know, because the PMO has an ability when a project is being submitted to ensure that it is creating value for the organization. Let's go to point number two. It standardizes process. Okay, now let me explain this right here, family. One thing that an effective and a successful PMO does when it comes to standardizing process, it partners with the project managers and project coordinators and program managers. Reason why it does this is because, I'm talking about the PMOs or the project management offices that are very successful. And success to me defines is that you are giving your project managers, your program managers, and your project coordinators the necessary support by partnering with them. I've seen PMOs where they don't look to partner. They look to dictate. They look to tell you what to do instead of partnering with the resources, like I mentioned, the project manager, program manager, and project coordinator to understand what's out in the field. See, one thing I loved, I was reading Sam Walton's book about how he built Walmart. And what Sam Walton would do, he would go to his competitor stores and understand kind of what the lay of the land was. Matter of fact, here's even a better one. There's a show that, man, it's one of my favorite shows. I said, one day I will do that. So mark me here. It's called Undercover Boss. And the reason why I love this show is because the CEO of the organization goes down to he gets dressed up and you can't, you know, they put makeup on him and everything like that where he can't be recognized. And he goes into some of his facilities or, you know, locations, his brick and mortar locations that he has. And he works just like a regular, you know, employee with no status except a team member. And what he or she learns along the way is so amazing. And they start asking questions like, why is this not information being communicated back up to me? And I use that quick story to really outline a point of how important it is for the PMO as well as the project managers and program managers and project coordinators to be really working together as one. Like, and this leads me, I guess I could go into point number three, because this will help with the resource optimization. You know, by having a central area for project resources and coordinating their allocation to make sure they're optimizing the best resources for each of the projects, it minimizes the conflicts of the potential project outcomes. So that's why it's important, family, of when you are, if you have a PMO, you should be contributing to the PMO. It's not all the PMO's responsibility and accountability to really partner with you all the time. And let me explain what I mean by that. When I just told you, hey, a lot of times you don't see that partnership, but you have to step up. And when you notice something within, let's say you're leading a project and you notice something that keeps reoccurring, and you're like, man, this will be a good process or a good system to put into place to help other project managers, you should pitch that to your PMO. So I do hold the program managers, project managers, and project coordinators accountable for speaking up. Because if you don't speak up, the PMO is not going to know, because they're not leading projects. They're creating the standards and they're, as I described before, and making sure you have the proper resources in place to help that you can have a successful project. Point number four, knowledge repository. When you have an effective PMO, they serve as a repository for project management knowledge, a central area for lessons learned, as well as best practices. See, they have the history. They have the historical data on every project that has been led within the organization. And if they do it correctly and do it right, they'll have some of those artifacts which you don't have to recreate the wheel. You could just leverage those particular documents. Let's go to point number five. Point number five is quality assurance. Yes, let's check in. Let's check out and check in and see what is going on here. Meaning, they set quality standards and best practices through the project life cycle. And what this does, you know what it helps a project manager do? It helps that project manager be more consistent in the delivery of customer satisfaction to the end for the end customer. Point number six, governance and compliance. We talking about compliance? Yes, you need to be compliant, family. I know you want to go off and do it your own way and do it, you know, outside of the box, which sometimes you have to. You may have to break a couple rules. And I mean that ethically, because if you are a PMI, if you have your PMP, CAPM, or any certification like that, one of the oaths you took is to have ethics. So when I say break the rules, meaning sometimes you have to speak up and say, hey, we can't run this as a waterfall project. We have to use a framework of Scrum. We can't use the methodology of waterfall. And you have to have the courage to stand on it and show them, hey, well, give me an opportunity. Give me 60 days. If it doesn't work out, I'll go to your waterfall methodology. But the PMO really establishes the governance of frameworks, policies, and procedures to ensure that you have compliance within the regulatory requirements, industry, as well as the internal guidelines. Point number seven, reporting and visibility. Yeah, this makes a lot of project managers nervous when they have to report, especially program managers, when they have to report up, is because of the fact of, remember what I talked about in a previous video of being transparent. If you want to be exceptional, be transparent and walk into that red project, walk into that yellow project and be fearless. Because a lot of times we have the fear that, oh man, they're going to talk to me crazy. They're going to say, you're not doing your job. You're not doing, and let all that go. Because regardless of the fact, if you can point to your risk register, if you can point to your issue log and what you put in place to ensure that this doesn't fester on or doesn't continue on, That's your proof. That's your evidence, your risk register and your issue log, with having strategies in place for both of how, if the risk actually happens, how you're going to address it. And now that the issue has, now the risk has become an issue, what is the approach as well? So again, the PMO really provides a comprehensive project reporting, offering stakeholders as well as senior management and executives visibility into the project progress, your risk, your issues, as well as the performance. And this also can really help in informing decision making. I use something what is called a RAID log. It's a powerful artifact. RAID log stands for risk, action items, issue, and decisions. And reason why I like using this RAID log is because I can log my decisions in there. When things happen, I can log my action items, risk, as well as issues. But keep in mind, here's the caveat, family. With your risk and issues, make sure you're still logging them in the risk register as well as the issue log. I know it's extra work, but you're exceptional. We're not going to do what the 98% is going to will do. We're doing what the 2% and higher is doing. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. This has been your boy ED. This has been another amazing video. Thank you for joining.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at cinfin.com.